T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, let's talk a bit about the Wolves, because it's been really interesting when the coach Thibodeau was let go and then Ryan Saunders takes over, and he has that wonderful celebration. You were there in Oklahoma City. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that, Alan?
Well, you could just kind of tell. I mean, once that game started and once the team took the floor, you just saw a different unity between the players and the staff, and it was exciting to kind of see. There was just sort of a boyish kind of exuberance about the guys that night. They were playing for each other, and it's just I think the coaching changes kind of lightened the mood a little bit. Obviously, Ryan has the respect of the players. They love him. Most of them have spent their entire time with the Timberwolves when he's been a part of their roster. So as far as Ryan Saunders goes. And so it's just, it was a really special night. And I think the celebration on the court was topped by the celebration in the locker room. I think that tells you everything you need to know about how they feel about, not only about Ryan, but I think for a lot of the guys who played under Flip, that was for him too.
Can I ask you this? And I don't know if you can answer it, Alan, but you're there all the time. But the questions I keep getting, people say, well, the guys, the way they were celebrating, was Thibodeau that much of a drill sergeant?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he just sort of, you know, I just think it was a big difference between the way to, you know, everybody goes about things a different way when you're a head coach. And I think Tom was very regimented in the way he went about things. And I think even though the Timberwolves were, you know, floating around 500 most of the season with Thibodeau, I don't think there was a lot of joy in the way they were playing. And a lot of excitement. And so I think when you do make that change, all of a sudden, you know, guys are excited and guys are happy for Ryan, and they're playing for him, at least for one game. So it's made quite a difference. And I think even though they were floating around 500, they still probably weren't enjoying themselves as much as they are, at least after one game.
Well, it certainly hasn't been boring for you. So now with Dallas coming in tonight, what do we expect?
Yeah, you're right. It's not been a boring season, has it? With Jimmy Butler and the 4-9 start, and then that trade, and then Tom Thibodeau's end, and Ryan Saunders' beginning. That's a lot to pack in a half season. But yeah, as great as the other night was, and Ryan will be the first to tell you this, that was just one game. There's still 41 left to go. And when you take on Dallas and New Orleans in back-to-back games, these are teams that are now behind the Timberwolves in the Western Conference standings, but still teams that the Wolves need to win against. And when you're talking about Dallas, they've got one of the top young players in the NBA, Luka Doncic. This guy, he's been sensational. A lot of people think he should have been the number one pick. A lot of people giving Phoenix a hard time for not drafting him, or Atlanta for keeping him when they drafted him and traded him to Dallas. This guy is special. And, you know, they still have Dirk Nowitzki on their roster, so this is likely his final season. So you're looking at one of the final, let's say, we haven't seen Dallas at home, so I think we still get him one more time after this, but this will be one of the final times to see Dirk Nowitzki, who's obviously going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, one of the greatest scorers ever. He's gotten incredible ovations wherever he's gone this season. So there's a lot on the line, and there's a lot to see in this Dallas team.
Yeah, it should really be it should be the place to be tonight. Really, really fun.
I think so. I think a lot of people want to be there, Dave, for Ryan's debut, his home debut. I think there's going to be a buzz in the building, and flat out, I think you'll notice it right during the starting lineups when they get to the head coach and hear the reaction for Ryan, I think, versus the way the boos were not starting to, but had been going for Tom Thibodeau for quite some time.
And judging by what I've been reading, it appears to be some discontent in Philadelphia, courtesy of Mr. Butler.
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, now it's kind of like we're the Chicago Bulls. I think when Jimmy acted up here, I think everybody in Chicago was going, aha, there, you know, that now it's their problem. Now we don't have to deal with them. Same thing for the Wolves now. That's Philly's problem now. You have to wonder what Jimmy Butler wants. Good a player as this guy is, borderline great. He just, you have to wonder what he wants. What, he's on a winning team. He's got Embiid. He's got Simmons. That's not working out with a head coach. And it's difficult when you have somebody. He's so talented, Dave, but he goes about things his way. And his way has gotten him from the streets of Tomball, Texas, literally homeless at the age of 13, to making $100 million. So he's an incredible success story. But there are different ways to get to where you want to go. And for Jimmy, it's been one way, and he knows of one way. And I think he has difficulty with other players in other situations that do things a little differently. And they may still want to get to the same point that he does. I mean, they all want to win a title, right? But we all have our own path to take. And for, when he was here in Minnesota, Cat and Wiggins were on a different path than him, and he couldn't handle that. That rubbed him the wrong way, and that's why he wanted out.
Have a great call tonight. I'm looking forward to the atmosphere. Thanks, Alan.
You got it, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.